Well, it was not to be. Emmy and Like a Party will not be performing on the main stage at Eurovision in Basel on Saturday. Here's the moment the country and our own commentator in Basel, Marty Whelan, found out that Ireland will not be singing in Saturday night's final.
The last country to compete in the grand final on Saturday is...
Ireland. Just say Ireland. It's simple. Ireland.
Greece!
Greece is the last country out of the batch. Which means that poor Emmy hasn't made it through.
Poor Emmy hasn't made it through. Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and entertainment correspondent, is in Basel. It was not to be, Evelyn. Talk us through the highs and the lows.
Ah, Mary, it's the hope that kills you. Well, I was sitting in the Irish section last night and everybody was so enthusiastic and so excited. And then they were doing this excruciating results thing. It's good for telly, if you know what I mean, but it's terrible when you're sitting there. They show three countries at a time and they identify one of them as the, you know, getting through, and the other two are kind of then whipped off the screen. And then they go back and they show another sort of three random countries. So it's really torturous. So by the end, Ireland was in that final three shot. And you were just kind of, you know, waiting for that Rory McIlroy moment. You know, they were going to name Ireland and we were all going to fall to the floor, but it was not to be. So it was so disappointing. So I got talking to fans outside just to get a sense of what they were saying about Emmy and how they felt about the whole thing. So here's just a little flavour of the chats I had immediately after that that sad result last night.
Really disappointed, just really disappointed. She was so good, she was really, really good. And it was just really, really tough semi-final, way more difficult than the first semi-final. So we're just really unlucky, I think, this time. Yeah. But she was amazing.
Going on third is hard enough because it kind of builds and builds up. And, you know, even the last couple of songs were, you know, I think they all got through. Mm. But no, she was brilliant. She couldn't have done any better.
Sad for Emmy. Yeah. She's
sad for Laika.
Sad for the Laika party.
Yeah, Laika's still up in the sky.
She will be for God knows how long now. God bless her.
Disappointment from the fans there. And they really got behind Emmy, didn't they, Evelyn? Is there a feeling that, you know, we was robbed?
In a mixture, you know, we knew it was a tough battle, Mary. I was saying that to you yesterday morning. Like, there were 10 going through. Emmy kept coming in around 10 or 11, which is always nerve-wracking. By the time the performance had kind of started last night, really Ireland was slipping down. I mean, there were 16 participants last night. 10 were going to get through, right? At one point, we were kind of 13, hovering at 14. So, I mean, people were really kind of anxious about it. It was going to need a real heave to get through. But, of course, immediately questions start about, you know, what do we do with this? Like, there was such excitement last year with Bambi Thug getting through to the final. You know, people want more of that, of course. So what's the process? What do we need to learn from all this? And yeah, yesterday morning I did a little interview with ESC, Eurovision Song Contest Tom, as he's called, who has a YouTube channel devoted to all things Eurovision. And anyway, I grabbed him for a minute to just go, right, from your kind of expert view, what do we take from this? What do we learn from this? So here's a little of what Tom had to say.
My thing is, 37 countries in Eurovision, 26 of them have national finals to choose their songs. We're the only one out of those 26 that doesn't have its own standalone national final, its own TV show, its own stage, where it can have semi-finals and show the Irish public several really good options, bring in a creative team, and let them choose a really great finished product.
So that's your call?
That's what, not just me, all of the Irish Eurovision fans have been asking for years, and I know it's difficult, but other countries all doing this, every single other country is doing it, and that's why they've got an advantage over us.
Interesting points there from Tom. Evelyn, Israel was one of the 10 that qualified. There were further protests yesterday around their inclusion. Tell us about what happened.
Yes, so this is the 24-year-old Yuval Raphael is the singer there, and we were told later yesterday that during her rehearsal yesterday afternoon, so they'd had a big, you know, extensive rehearsal for the afternoon for the dress rehearsal for before last night's show, that there was a disruption, as it was described there. So a spokesperson with the EBU described it and said that six people were led out of the hall for carrying oversized flags and whistles. So that happened during her rehearsal specifically yesterday afternoon. There were photographs later, a Palestinian flag. There was a thing about flags last year. It was relaxed this year. You could bring in flags, you could bring in any flags you wanted, but they were very keen on the size. They had a big thing that they didn't want them to be oversized. They would say it's things like they don't want to block in camera angles and all that kind of thing. And it was notable last night that there were very few Palestinian flags. I think I saw two or three at one stage. There weren't that many flags in, actually, and they're all that kind of very small size anyway. But that was the disruption that happened yesterday afternoon. But then last night, Absolutely no sign of anything, and lots of cheering when she came out. And of course, obviously, she was successful and got her place, which it looked, you know, they looked odds on favourite to get through to the final, and they certainly did. So Israel will be back on Saturday night. Now, whether or not there'll be demonstrations on Saturday, we just don't know at this point. There was that silent demonstration the other night, but we're waiting to hear about any possible more details now that we know that Israel is going through on Saturday, just to see if there'll be any kind of reaction to that on the streets of Basel on Saturday.
Well, look, the we didn't make it through, but the focus is now very much on tomorrow night. We need to get on board the happy bus. Who are the favourites? Who should we be up for?
Oh, the happy bus. Excellent. Always buy a ticket for a happy bus. Sweden are hanging on there. Now, I'm a bit confused by this. It's, I don't know if you saw it the other day. They won last year, of course. Or, sorry, 2 years ago, which is why we were in Sweden last year. If Sweden wins, this is really serious for Ireland, right? Because we are tied in terms of how many we've each won. We both have in the lead for having won the, you know, Eurovisions. So if they win tomorrow, we lose that record, which is a little bit of a heartbreaker, right? So it means then you're also back in Sweden. So they're right up there. They have a kind of a crazy routine. It's got a sauna. It's got women wandering around with towels on, all that kind of thing. Personally, for me, Austria, I thought that was a pretty astonishing song. It's a huge vocal. And then there's a little electro beat that kicks in. And it was done in black and white. It was very dramatic. Very arty, but I thought that was really, really strong. And there was a little bit of a theme of that where you had one really big, loud song and then a beat would kind of kick in. That seemed to be a little bit of a trend this year. So I have to say, Finland is really outrageous. It's really cheeky. She sold it brilliantly last night and the audience absolutely loved it. So I'm kind of interested to see how that one goes, because that was really bold.
I think you'll love them all, Evelyn. Listen, thank you very much. Enjoy the next 24 hours. It's 26 minutes past 7.